My impulse is to say good morning. I just woke up. Can you hear that jet?
I presume you can, yeah.
I'll read you some poems, the first of all, from the storm. And then some more poems from the second book. Can you hear all right? The mic is working and everything?
Not very well,
back here. Okay. How do you adjust the volume on this? You don't at all? I know how to adjust the volume on me, but I have a tendency, I know, to speak softly, and if I am speaking inaudibly for you back there in the course of it, please don't hesitate to raise your hand or to yell out or something. A lot of the poems in the first book are poems which have to do with a place I grew up, which is in Florida near the Everglades. And I lived about half of my life in town and half of my life out on farms that my father ran. And the part that stayed with me mostly, I think, was the part that I spent on and around the farms. I left by the time I was 11 years old, but when I started writing poetry, I found that some of the first poems that I was writing were about this area. Whiskey Creek Bridge. Standing on the wooden bridge at Whiskey Creek, where my father's old and new farms meet and join, I listen for a moment. Everything is silent, save mosquitoes and the stiff, dry-sounding dragonflies that skim the water's smooth back for dark specks. Below me, poised and waiting in silver webs that flex under the bridge, huge spiders shine and dangle in the dark, the harmlessly exotic and the deadly. A black widow looming by the dry shell of her mate, her womb filled with seed fed by its father's flesh, the hourglass of blood set in her belly. Where water clear as amber runs, I watch the sluggish traffic from the swamps drain toward the gulf. Cypress branches wrapped in moss, half sunk, rigid garfish, mullet in dull swarms, cottonmouths and perch, broad leaves turning slowly in the underwater light, and a variety of turtles, some soft-shelled and graceful, some with brilliant faces, orange and yellow streaked, as if their bud-shaped heads were splitting into bloom, and some harder, darker, whose horned beaks crack the others' shells and ream them while they die. All moving downstream to feed the broad Caloosahatchee, where fresh water and salt collide and mingle, where seabirds, sand sharks, and bull gators wait. When a branch snaps and falls, breaking the surface, I start with the fish, shivers of rising silver that feign and turn, vanish into the spreading calm where the shadow of my childhood holds them all. A darkness deep, almost beyond my seeing.